I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs, Hallmark & Company Insurance. Between ratification of the new Constitution in the summer of 1788 and the scheduled beginning of government under its authority in the spring of 1789, there were forces at work trying to do away with it altogether. Opponents of the Constitution feared that too much power had been invested in the national government. James Madison, whose efforts more than those of any other brought about the Constitutional Convention in 1787, feared that constitutional opponents would call a new convention and undo the hard work of a sweltering summer in Philadelphia. A key step in avoiding that terrible prospect, Madison believed, was to get himself elected to the first Congress. Patrick Henry, an opponent of the Constitution, had used his considerable political power to draw Madison's Virginia congressional district so as to disfavor Madison's chances for election. But on a brutally cold February 2, 1789 election day, after a difficult campaign, Madison won, defeating his close friend James Monroe by 336 votes out of 2,280 that were cast. Without the key efforts of James Madison, the Constitution may not have ever been written or survived long enough to create a functional government. There are key figures in your organization, the sudden loss of whom could have serious consequences. Talk to a Hibbs, Hallmark & Company professional about key man insurance for your company. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.